WVON's Black History Month feature is brought to you by our good friends at Verizon and BMOA.
Hi, this is Tom Brown, president of the Black McDonald Operators Association. BMOA is proud to sponsor WVON's Black History Month series, Memoirs, Personal Moments in Our History. At McDonald's, we remain deeply rooted in the communities we serve, and we celebrate Black achievement 365 days a year.
Memoirs, private moments in our history. Jazz, Mardi Gras, the French Quarter, and Congo Square are just a few powerful and cultural identities of New Orleans, Louisiana. Nicknamed the Crescent City, African Americans helped build and create much of its rich and vibrant history. But in August of 2005, a dramatic and tragic turn of events stormed the southern coastal line in the form of Hurricane Katrina. Melissa Harris-Lacewell, a professor of African American studies at Princeton University, began research and recovery of the city soon after the hurricane. She speaks on its legacy and human stories of survival.
I, like so many other people, watched the devastation of the city in August of 2005. The stories that people told me are still some of the most distressing and harrowing things that you can imagine. But, you know, what we've learned, if you really listen to people's stories, Black men and Black women work together in the most horrible circumstances you can imagine to save themselves and to save their families and to save each other. There's one story of a young boy who, working on his merit badges to become an Eagle Scout, and when Katrina hit, he was in the home with his aunt, his mother, and his grandmother. Ultimately, they finally got upstairs into an attic, which he had to get them up there. But once the water started coming, he realized he was going to have to get folks out. So he used the skills he'd learned as a Boy Scout, how to actually create flotation devices out of your own clothing. He managed to get the aunt, the mother, and the grandmother all to safety, first on their own roof, and as the water began to rise, got them over to another roof. He then went back into his house, got all of these old wet t-shirts. He got them out, got them to the roof of the house, and spelled out help. They were one of the first families that were evacuated because he knew these survival skills, because he went back over and over using what he'd learned as a Boy Scout to save himself and to save his family. And there are literally hundreds of those stories of people who, under circumstances that most of us can't even imagine, found a way not to abandon each other, but to pull together and to try to get their family to safety.
New Orleans, stories of survival, memoirs, private moments in our history.